Tofino, communities across the west coast of the island are facing labor shortages, forcing some businesses to adjust their operations. Lewis and Kathy George have been operating the House of Himwitsa, a First Nations art gallery and lodge in Tofino, since 1991. In previous years, Kathy said their storefront would be open from 9:30 a.m. until as late as 7 p.m. but without enough staff. Kathy said they now have to close their shop as early as 4 p.m. "We don't have the staff," she said. "It's kind of heartbreaking." Kathy regularly works 10-hour days to compensate for staffing shortages. "I have to," she said. "There's no other way." When Terry Deakin launched INEO Employment Centers in Port Alberni 22 years ago, it was created to facilitate a Services Canada pilot project that aimed to provide services to those struggling to enter the job market. In the 22 years Deakin has been running INEO, she said she's never had a problem filling their programs. "We are struggling right now," she said. "There are so many job opportunities out there. People can apply for jobs and get them, even if they can't keep them. The skills training for employment offered by INEO are usually operated at 100% capacity." This year, Deakin said occupancy rates have dropped to 60% for the first time. While Deakin said she doesn't think the labor shortage is caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, it is correlated. People who were laid off or shut down because of the pandemic and were close to retirement age have decided just to stay at home, she said. The other piece of it is that people are able to work from home. And as for the rest of the workers, Deakin said she'd be a magician if she knew where the answer lies. "The demand for workers is extremely high all across the board," she said. "Everybody keeps thinking it's just the hospitality and tourism sectors that are crying for help right now. But as far as I can see, it's everywhere. Every industry is looking for people." It's a sentiment shared by Bill Brown, manager of employer services for Work BC in Port Alberni. "The labor market was tightening up before the COVID-19 pandemic," he said. "The pandemic just made that happen much more quickly. To keep people safe during the pandemic, the government's response was to send workers home, and pay them to stay home," said Brown. The Canada Emergency Response Benefit, CERB, provided financial support to employed and self-employed Canadians who were directly impacted by COVID-19. "But what we noticed is that when the benefits ended, employers still had a hard time finding workers," he said. And yet, Canada's unemployment rate was 4.9% in July, a record low, according to Statistics Canada. Places like Tofino have their own very specific labor market challenges, said Brown. "They need a workforce that's bigger than the number of people who live there," he said. "Tofino relies on a workforce that comes from somewhere else. And there isn't housing and there isn't good local transportation for people to get to their jobs." Despite only having a population of roughly 2,000 residents, Tofino draws about 600,000 visitors every year. The median cost of a one-bedroom rental unit in Tofino and Ucluelet rose by 71% between 2017 and 2020 to $1,200, according to the 2021 Clayoquot Biosphere Trust's Vital Snapshot report. Two-bedroom units saw an increase of 6% to $1,480, and three-bedroom units surged by 38% to $2,200. Hashilf saw ... to comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at timescolonist.com.